on the sheet was about kissing the mezuzah when you walk into a room. So someone just told me, Yonatan Sklar just said that when he was in the Nativ Aryeh, he walked into the Beis Medrash and he kissed the mezuzah, and Ravina yelled at him that there's no source for any such thing. There's no kissing the mezuzah. What are you doing? So let's try to discover. Is there? I don't know if I could talk for 10 minutes about kissing the mezuzah. So if I run out of material on kissing the mezuzah, maybe we'll discuss other inyani mezuzah till we're mashlim the sheer 10 minutes. We have to be mashlim the sheer. As truth is, we more than make up for it with the other shiurim. The Ramah in Simin Reish Pei Hei Siv Beis in Yoredeya says that there is a minhag to touch the mezuzah when you walk into the room. And this is a kiyum of what the mezuzah is supposed to represent, right? The purpose of the mezuzah is to remind us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us, right? There are three distinct benefits of having a mezuzah, but primarily, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Mezuzah, Perek Vav, Halacha Yud Gimel, that the mitzvah of mezuzah is unique in that it serves as a constant reminder every time you enter or leave a room that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. If a person were to lose perspective for a second and not realize that there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his life, the mezuzah, the Rambam says, along with tzitzis and tefillin, serve as that reminder. They serve as a reminder that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always in the center of our lives, something to always be conscious of. I just heard on the radio last night that they find that if you have exercise equipment in your house, you are much more likely to use it than, the more you have it, the volume, quantity over quality. Just having a lot of it in your house is likely, you're more likely to lose weight than if you have one really expensive machine. And the Vart is, psychologically, that the more reminders you have of it is, oh my gosh, look, there's another exercise thing, a jump rope, and this and that. They can be the cheapest things in the world. I should really be doing more exercise. The more reminders you have around you about an idea, psychologically, the more it's going to impact how you view that idea. So the Ribbono Shel Olam set up this system where the Ribbono Shel Olam is always in our lives, between tefillin, which we wear all day, or we used to wear all day, and tzitzis, and mezuzah, so we always have reminders of the Ribbono Shel Olam in our lives. You could argue that mezuzah is even greater than tefillin and tzitzis in this area, because the other mitzvahs only apply during certain times. Tefillin is only during the day, tzitzis only during the day, mezuzah is all the time, it's around the clock, wherever you are, whatever room you're in, you're always going to have a mezuzah with you, plus mezuzah is even on Shabbos, so mezuzah serves as the ultimate reminder of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So to that end, the Rama writes in Reish Pei Yosef Beis, that when you enter your home or you exit your home, you should touch the mezuzah. He doesn't say anything about kissing it, he says you should touch the mezuzah. He also says you should say a pasuk, Hashem Yishmor Tzeisi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should guard my going out, he should protect me wherever I go. In the Sefer Pischei Sha'arim, which is a Sefer on Hilchos Mezuzah, he tells a story that Chassam Sofer was testing a Talmud for Smicha. He wanted to give him a Bechina to see if he wanted to give him Smicha, and the guy did okay on the Bechina, and then when the guy was walking out, he didn't touch the mezuzah on the way out of the room, and the Chassam Sofer refused to give him Smicha. The Chassam Sofer thought that was reflective of a maskilisha bend, that the guy has maskilisha leanings, and he's going to not uphold old traditions in Minhagei Yisrael. And it's a Minhag Yisrael to touch the mezuzah when you go in and out of the room. It's recorded in the Shulchan Aruch, and even though it's not a mitzvah or an isser or whatever, Chassam Sofer obviously was hypersensitive to these kinds of issues. Sofer was, whose catchphrase, Chadash Asr Min HaTorah, that anything new and any innovations in Judaism were Asr Min HaTorah, and spent so much of his life dealing with fighting maskilim, so he thought that any semblance of someone who's going to reject the minhag is something that has to be weeded out very quickly. So he refused to give him smicha based on that alone. Now what about kissing the mezuzah? So there is a chidah. Call it Ravina. There's a chidah. Birkei Yosef writes that there's a minhag of the Arizal to specifically put your middle finger over the letters on the outside of the parchment, to touch the outside of the parchment with your tallest finger, and to kiss that finger. And that's very similar to another minhag of the Arizal that is quoted in Mishnah Berurah. This one is not quoted in Mishnah Berurah, but there's another minhag, because Mishnah Berurah didn't write in Yoredeya. But there is a minhag of the Arizal that's quoted in the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Chav Dalet Sivkat Dalet to kiss the tzitzis when you say the parsha of tzitzis in Kriya Shema. And that's a pretty universally accepted custom, that people do that as a way of showing chavivus for the mitzvah. Now they say that the Chazon Ish would not kiss the mezuzah on the way in and out of his house. That's it says in the Tshuvas Ksavim of the Chazon Ish, Simon Chav Dalet Os Yud Gimel, which was not written by the Chazon Ish. It was written by someone writing up the Chazon Ish's stuff, that the Chazon Ish did not kiss the mezuzah on the way in and out of his house, but he would always look at the mezuzah on the way in and out. Meaning, the point is, he wanted to be Mekayim the Rambam. The Rambam holds that it's supposed to be a reminder. If you just kiss the mezuzah mindlessly and you don't remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that's not... That's nothing. The whole point is to be reminded of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the whole key of the Rambam. So the Chazon Ish would look intently at the mezuzah, probably focusing on a Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence and the protection of the home, as per that Rambam. Perhaps the Chazon Ish held, why didn't he kiss the mezuzah? Why didn't he uphold this minhag? So a couple of possibilities. It's hard to figure out. Either he never knew that Birkei Yosef, he didn't know that Chida. A lot of Talmidei Chum may not be familiar with that Chida. Or maybe he disagreed with it. It could be that he held that it's inappropriate to kiss the mezuzah. There is a shita in Achronim, Rav Henkin holds this way, in Edus to Yisrael, Simon Samach Gimel, that it's inappropriate to kiss a Sefer Torah. Also, another pretty universal custom, Rav Henkin holds it's inappropriate to kiss a Sefer Torah, because it shows too much comfort. You have to be more in awe of it than to just go over and give it a big kiss. You have to be a little. You have to have a little more distance, a little more awe from the Sefer Torah. Maybe that level of familiarity was something that the Chazon Ish wasn't comfortable. Now, what if the mezuzah does not have a protective case? It's just a mezuzah without something around it. So it rarely happens, but every once in a while. So Pesukei Teshuvah and Sifkat and Dalet says that you should never touch that mezuzah without washing your hands first. You're not supposed to touch the cloth of Kisvei Kodesh in general without washing your hands first. This comes up most frequently, not with mezuzah, but with Megillas Esther. A lot of people like to read from their own Megillah when they on Purim. So if you have your own Megillah, you need to do Netilas Yadayim. You need to wash your hands before you touch the cloth of Megillas Esther. Very similar to Sifrei Torah, Kisvei Kodesh. Shulchan Aruch writes this in Siman Kuf Mem Zayin Sif Aleph in Aruch Chaim that you're not supposed to touch. That's why when you get an Aliyah, you don't just kiss the Sefer Torah with your hand. You take the gartel or something, the talus, and use that to kiss the Sefer Torah. Although we discussed in that shiur we had once about getting an Aliyah, some of the Achronim were not so thrilled about rubbing the gartel or the talus on the letters themselves. Anyway, they thought that might be a chashash that you're going to erase the letters or something like that. So they weren't so comfortable with that. But at least on the side, even on the cloth on the side, the rolled up cloth, you shouldn't touch directly. In the Kitzur Shla, he also quotes a different minhag about showing kavod to the mezuzah. He says that when you sweep a house, the dirt should be swept in a motion that's away from the mezuzah rather than toward the mezuzah. It's interesting. So when next time you're sweeping, Kitzur Shla quotes such a minhag. In the Sefer Pischei Sharim, where I saw this Kitzur Shla, I don't typically go to sleep reading Kitzur Shlas, but in the Sefer Pischei Sharim, in the Sefer in Hilchos Mezuzah, he writes that in Spain, during the times of the Inquisition, they would test a Jew's loyalty to Torah by observing how he would sweep his home. And if he was sweeping away from the mezuzah, they would execute him, because they saw that he was obviously very loyal to Torah. If he swept toward the mezuzah, they wouldn't execute him. That is a story I have absolutely no havana of whatsoever, because Mestam, if he had a mezuzah, he was still somewhat loyal to Torah. So I don't really understand what that story is all about, but maybe, I don't know, I don't have any suggested pshatim. But anyway, that is the source of the minhag to kiss the mezuzah. It's a nice minhag. Certainly, at the very least, one should fulfill the minhag of the Ramah to touch the mezuzah on the way in and out of the room.
Make it.